Do you have anything called a wash boiler?
Wash
boiler. Was that different?
Wash board?
Boiler. A boiler or a wash boiler?
Well, they had boilers there that we just call them boilers. But you could, well, some of them had a boiler that big kind of galvanized boiler you had that you could boil water in boil water to wash your dishcloths and things.
I see. If you cut flowers and you bring them into a house, you might put them in a...
We'd call them vases, right. Like that.
And if you sit down to the table to eat, you'll have your plate, but then you'll have some things to eat with. You'd have a
knife, fork, spoon.
Right. And if you had two of those things to cut your meat with, you'd say, oh, I've got two.
Two knives. Got a carving knife and then plain knife.
All right. After dinner, you clear the table and then you have to...
Wash the dishes.
And to get the soap off the dishes, then you say to, the wife...
You put them down and have to rinse them off there. Some hot water.
All right. And the cloth that you use to wash the dishes is the...
We call them that, dish cloth. When you bring me that, have that dish rag. We call them back there.
Then to wipe them dry.
When we had a dry cloth. We call them I'm going to dry the dishes. Give me another wiping cloth here, or dry cloth to dry with either one of them.
When you wash your face, you use a...
If you didn't have a wash bowl, you had a wash pan. You wash your face in the wash pan, and then you had a towel to dry your face with.
Did you use any kind of cloth when you washed your face? Or when you took a bath?
When we went to take a bath, we had a big towel. Well, back in my days, we didn't have much like no towels. We always, when we got to picking cotton, my mother always cut the sack and make clothes. And that's what we bathed mostly with. It was a big lowest towel. When we go bathe, and then when we washed our face, we had sometimes like a domestic piece where she made garments and had a piece that she made a domestic towel for you to dry your face.
I see. Did you have anything like a wash rag or a washcloth you put the soap on?
Well, yeah. That's what I'm telling you now. That piece of lowers about that wide or something like that.
I see.
We had that and we soaked that down there. Back in my day, what called now octagon soap, that wasn't known. We didn't know nothing about no octagon soap. We had something like Saxon soap, made kind of like that, and they made it and you had a safety pin in every bar you bought.
A safety pin.
Safety pin. When you bought a bar of that soap, you had a safety pin.
I never heard of that.
Well, that's what they had. And now we use that, and then, as I told you yesterday, that a lot of people that were less fortunate that couldn't have all of those things, now they made the Lysol, like I told you. They use that, most of them.